Good morning. On behalf of the faculty, administration, trustees, and the family of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Boyce College, it is my great joy to welcome you to this, the commencement of Boyce College. This is the day that the Lord has made. We already rejoice and are glad in it. Again, this is a recognizable shape and structure. These days, they graduate children from preschool. But this is not just getting dressed up and throwing a party. In fact, this is not merely a commencement. That word generally means beginning. It has come to mean also an end. But for the Christian church and for an institution that would serve Christ and his church and his gospel, this is really neither beginning nor end, but deployment. And deployment to a next stage of faithfulness and a next step of obedience. And as we are gathered here, one of the themes of my heart, rather unexpectedly when I first came into this office, was how much love is represented by the gathering in this room. Love for these graduates as they are taking this momentous step today. Love for them long before they came to this place. And there are so many here in this room who love them even before they were born, and have loved them unto now and will love them unto death, without whom these graduates would not be here. Augustine, that great church father, said that in terms of Christian education, there are three necessary loves. First of all, love of God, the most foundational of all loves. And then the love of learning. That also is a gift that God has given us that reflects his own character in terms of his own glory. God is glorified when his redeemed creatures learn. Learn most importantly about him. Learn the truths of his word. Learn in order to serve his church. The third requisite love is the love of those who are taught. And this morning, one of the great gifts we celebrate is the love that has been shown not only between parents and family and these graduates and that reciprocity, but also the love that has been shown by teacher to student, and the love that is returned from student to teacher. This too is something the world can only observe with some wonderment. We have no less wonderment, but we know this is one of God's gifts, a part of God's design. It is for his glory. All told, with seminary and college commencements, this is for me now more than 80. One might think that doing this so many times, it would become somewhat routine and less meaningful. But I have to tell you from my heart, the longer I get to observe these graduations, the more graduates I get to see come across this stage and be deployed, the more moved I am, the more emotional the experience becomes. And that, by the way, is meant to be a validation. This is one of those events in which there is emotion that simply should also be received as a gift. There is a lot that is being celebrated here. There are unspeakable hopes that are invested here. There's great joy. It should not be otherwise. Our ceremony for Boyce College, this particular commencement, is a bit different than is our norm. And thus, the dean and I are going to be making shorter comments than we might otherwise make. I realize that will be heartbreaking to all, but I at least in stating that make something of a commitment that you will then measure, to which we will be held. I want to refer you to the book of Proverbs, the first several verses of chapter 3. The longer I am in this role, perhaps it's inevitable, but the more paternal I feel. Maybe it's because I have seen my own son and daughter graduate from college. Maybe it's just because I'm getting old. Those gathered in this room, the students, feel very old. And they are in the span of their own lives. They have no idea how old they make the rest of us feel. Perhaps feeling parental is not out of place. Solomon, writing to his own son, this inspired wisdom that comes to us in the book of Proverbs. We turn to chapter 3. We'll read together the first 12 verses as I read aloud. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and the years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves as a father the son in whom he delights. Here you have Solomon's divinely inspired wisdom to his son. Here you have the man who prayed that above all he would be given wisdom, and what he covets for his own son is wisdom. There's been so much learning that is represented in the degrees to be presented today. The baccalaureate degree is now universally recognized as the most significant foundational degree of higher education. It's a very significant program. 4 years of full-time study distilled into hours in the classroom and study outside the classroom, reading and conversation, lectures and paper writing and research and test taking and all that goes with the formal academic process. What's perhaps most frightening in the midst of all of that is that an education of optimal quality could be endured or received without any wisdom. The distinction between knowledge and wisdom found within this text is one that I think upon reflection is probably more particularly and peculiarly Christian than most of us perhaps pause to understand. We are called to wisdom. We are to aspire to wisdom. Wisdom does require knowledge. So there's absolutely no embarrassment in knowledge, nor is there any shortage of exhortations in the Bible that we should gain knowledge, nor is there any lack of honor to those who teach. The responsibility of knowledge, the stewardship of knowledge, is a constant biblical theme. How then could there be anything higher in terms of our thought life, of our intellectual life? There could be only one thing higher, and that's wisdom. And the wisdom theology of the scripture grounds all true wisdom in that which is absolutely consistent with God's own revelation, God's own character, God's own being. Wisdom is the gift to his creatures that they might know beyond knowledge. Most importantly, that they may know him. Know his word. Know his ways. Know his will. My exhortation to the graduates of the Boyce College class of 2017 is to seize the knowledge that has been invested in you, that you have worked so hard to attain. I also want to give you a frightening word. It is a transient reality. There are things you know now you will not know later. There are matters you have committed to memory sometimes in the dark desperation of the mid-morning hours that you do not remember even now. Frankly, it is only now that some of you recognize that when people told you in high school that one day this knowledge would be useful, by now you have figured out there is no context in which you can imagine it will be useful. Wisdom is important, it's foundational, it's first, it is transient, but wisdom endures forever. And it is wisdom, we pray, you will take with you even more than knowledge. It is the applied wisdom of living in obedience to Christ and by God's word that we pray will mark your lives. It is the wisdom that will lead you to places you otherwise would not go for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is wisdom that will lead you to live in ways others would not live because of the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's word. It is for wisdom that you will live in a different way so that the world observing you will know that it is not by your wisdom that you live, but rather the wisdom that could come only from the one true and living God. The words of this proverb are so striking. They are also kind, even as they are fatherly. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Just in case we did not fully understand what he meant, the next sentence: be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. So here, upon the authority of God's word, I leave you with an exhortation that I mean to reach your flesh and your bones. Lean not into your own wisdom. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. At times, we know there are certainly more words we could say, but I really need not say more words than to repeat what Solomon has given his own son in this proverb. This is our prayer for you. Around this room right now are so many who are praying for you, even as this service continues. There are people who would want to be here who could not be present. There are those who have loved you, those who have invested in you, those who would have hope in this day, who died without ever coming to see this day. And from this point onward in your life, I assure you, you will look back to this day. Look back from the vantage point of having leaned not into your own understanding, but rather acknowledging Him in all your ways. This is our prayer for you, the graduating class of Boyce College in 2017. This is a ceremony of commencement. It's really about deployment. And it's really not about you. It's all about the glory of God and our hopes for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. May it be so. Amen.